She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And Salim, Steve, and I visited First Hawaiian new car show. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Lots of nice cars, and we learned that the Toyota Supra will be coming back out again. Toyota will be building and selling Supras again, but it won't be cheap, folks. Wow, expensive cars. And the cars are so big. Cars are getting bigger and bigger, not smaller. But the parking stalls are getting smaller. What's happening? Car getting bigger, parking stall getting smaller, the lanes on the freeway getting skinnier. What really got me going was they had a van that was really tall and would not make it into any parking structure at all. But anyway, if you haven't been to that new car show, go take a look. Very interesting. And the prices, unbelievably high. Wow. They make it like everybody's making lots of money and can buy those cars. The car that was interesting is the electric cars and the hydrogen cars. Sounds good, yeah? But, first of all, where can you fill hydrogen into your car? It's not like regular gas stations. So, it's not convenient. The electric cars, you're having problems charging the cars up. Especially if you live in a condominium. How are you going to charge up your car? But the part that you have to look at, folks, is these electric cars. They let off EMF. EMF is electronic magnetic field. It's the highest cause of cancer. So, how can you call that green if it causes cancer? Well, I don't know. Because to make electricity, they're using oil. So how can that car be a green car? Well, give me a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a question, whatever. Okay? And what was surprising is a lot of the cars at that car show had wrong tires on them. Front-wheel drive cars supposed to have touring tires. It's a type of tire made specially for front-wheel drive. I guess the manufacturers don't know about this. Yeah, front-wheel drive cars should be on touring tires. The other tires are made for back-wheel drive cars. So, anyway. What really surprised me was my son, Brad, had forwarded this thing to me on the email. They now have a tool to make keys. Yeah, you don't need the VIN number, folks. There's a tool that can make a key and get into your car and start your car. Wow. Scary. What else? Even if you change the locks, they can still get into your car. It's like, I guess, what locksmiths use. And there's also a box that's been sold that you can walk by a car, it unlocks the car. These are all late model cars. So you see, the old classic ones are better. Anyway, if you're going to store your car for a long period of time, 6 months, year, whatever, make sure the battery does not die. As long as the battery is alive, rust will not form on your car. It might form slowly, but not as quick. If the battery is disconnected or dead, the car will rust really fast. So, remember that. And also, if you're going to store it for a year or two, get a wire, attach it to the clean metal frame and to a water pipe or a spike in the ground, a metal spike. You need to ground the car. That prevents rust. Or get one of those electronic rust-proofing devices that Harvey Maeda has. You can call Harvey. He's on Kauai. And Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has the good Royal Purple Motor Oil and ethanol. So, give him a call. And my son Todd also has that electronic rust-proofing device. That's really good. And you can call him at Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. 847-5554. Okay? Or you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you have any questions, whatever. Okay? Now, if you have a flat tire, we have found that this Fix-A-Flat chemical is really good. It's called slime. Slime is a very good Fix-A-Flat. My son Brad had seen this on that SEMA show in Las Vegas. They demonstrated drilling holes in the tire. They drill holes with slime in the tire, and it doesn't leak. Unbelievable. So for you ladies that don't want to get flat tires, yeah, keep slime with you. Okay? So, anyway. No one has called me about information on ethanol in the gas. A guy came by today with a Buick Grand National that has like an octane tester on his car. When he runs the car on a 90 octane Shell Premium, it shows knocking. he has to run 2 gallons of ethanol to every tank of gas that he runs. With the 2 gallons ethanol, it does not knock. But if he doesn't put it in, it knocks. So my question is, how are they going to just take out the ethanol from the gas and people's cars don't knock? Okay. Who do we have on the line?
He doesn't want to say his name.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, these are crooks who have these machines, a device or something that makes keys and they can get into any car. Is this becoming an epidemic?
It's a new thing coming out. And it wasn't intended for crooks, but they're gonna pick it up. It's much easier to steal a car with that than the way they're doing it now.
And they start stealing them now with those devices and all?
Yeah, I saw it on the internet. It's on YouTube, and it's really fantastic. It's really fantastic. I mean, they put things like this out. Not only the mechanics, but the thieves going to see it too.
Yeah. Because if they're going to start that, then we can start public executions of, well, make examples of these kind of people. So we can fight fire with fire. You know?
Yeah, it's getting really bad. It's getting really bad. I don't know what we're gonna do to protect the car.
Yeah, we can do that. That'll protect them. That'll get them. That'll stop them.
Or put a pit bull in your car and let them sit there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a friend of mine way back in the late '60s had a GTO. He had a big German Shepherd dog. Always sleeping in the back seat. And this guy broke into his car, got in, and was trying to cross the wires to start it up. And he sensed something behind him. He turned around. The dog was right there with his fangs ready to bite him. The guy froze. And my friend came back and saw the guy sitting there frozen. He's caught in the act, and the dog had him frozen. That was good.
Oh, it took a long time to de-ice him, huh?
he wouldn't move. The dog would growl.
Oh, okay. So, okay, thanks, George.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. You have a question or comment, whatever. Yeah, this world is getting messed up, folks. I mean, the next thing you know, that key thing gonna be able to open your door to your house. Think about it. If it can make keys for the car, what's wrong with the house? Where's the end? I mean, I don't know. It's frustrating, but that's the world we live in today. But this thing about electric cars and stuff like that, I don't think is good. Ethanol, I think, is the best way to go. And if ethanol wasn't the best way to go, Brazil wouldn't have gone on to ethanol in 1955, that way back. Because anything from the weed whacker up to a jet engine can run ethanol. Now, a lot of people are blaming ethanol for the damage it does to the car. They blame ethanol with no proof at all. That guy, Frank Young, from the Wayne's Auto Electric was blaming the ethanol. It's not the ethanol. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Lana.
Hi, Lana.
Hello. Hey, George, you were mentioning about that rust proofing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, funny, nobody said anything when Todd checked my car.
Those are for new cars, Lana.
Oh, not my, you know, get little here and there, right? Look like showing up.
Yeah, it's too late.
Oh, no joke. Oh, sure. Yeah. I thought maybe you can spot cheat, you know?
No, no, no. This is an electrical device that hooks up to your car, and it rust-proofs everything metal on the car.
Oh, I see. The whole car.
Yes.
Okie dokie. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Right. Okay. We've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back with Automotive 101. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, just having a great Saturday. Good to be talking to everybody. I'm back. My health is back. I'm all rolling. It's a great time.
But, good. So what's up?
Anyway, you know when you were talking about how the cars keep getting bigger and bigger?
Yep.
Forever. When the Japanese first came over, that's when the cars started getting bigger. I noticed this. If you ever look like the original Mustang and the Mustang today, it's big compared to, you know what I'm saying, like the early Corvettes. Those cars were small, and they keep getting larger. Like you look at the early pickup trucks. And now, what do you have, four-door? You know, you could get your whole family in the cab, color TV, HDV, everything. But I do notice that, I don't know how they do it, but you notice too, when gas prices go down, car sales go up. And it's the opposite. You know, when gas prices go high, the smaller cars all start selling more. Because, you know, like we always talk about, people go in and they go, okay, you know, this is what it is and this is what I need it to be. And that's how it is. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to go out and polish my bigger car. So take care. We'll talk to you next week. Hello.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, talking about polishing your car, we don't recommend shooting down your car with water. Your car has been abused by rain. That's enough. Okay? The way to wash your car, the best way, is to get one of those dust mops. You know those dust mops that they sell from California Car Cover and places like that? Yeah, excellent. Take the loose dust off the car. Get a microfiber cloth, wet it, squeeze it out, and wipe down the car. Or you can spray it with the Meguiar Quick Wax, okay? And use a dry microfiber towel and wipe it down. The Quick Wax will clean the car and wax the car. So you're doing it all in one operation. You're waxing your car and washing the car all at the same time. So the car always stays nice and smooth and shiny. Okay? Think about it. And it's good exercise for you. instead of going to the gym that day, they exercise on the car. We call it autorobics. Anyway, if you have a question or whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Yes, we recommend putting on the electronic rust proofing device on all new cars, folks. All new cars. It is excellent. It even keeps the exhaust from rusting. Fantastic stuff. Really. Just go take a look at my 84 Chevy pickup. It always had one on there and there's no rust. Okay? So, anyway, who's next on the line? Hello?
We have Pete on the line.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, George. I just recently called in to Representative Richard Cragen and gave him some advice and a piece of my mind. And as far as the cell phones are concerned and the texting, if you get caught, you immediately confiscate the cell phone. And once they've gone through the court system and so on and so forth and paid their fine, then I think that'll break them of texting while they drive.
Good idea.
Second thought is, so many people drive around with their handicap placard hung on their rearview mirror, and it states right on there, remove before driving. There's another one you can turn around and do something about. Write them a fix-it type ticket, and that'll break them of being lazy and leaving that handicap placard up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions he had on his questionnaire is about taking farmland and using it, subdividing farmland. I said, no, we need our farmland for cultivating food, because if something happens and we're on our own, where are they going to grow food if we got houses growing on them?
That's right.
Yeah. And the other one was mail-in voting, you know, absentee ballot. I think we ought to go to an absentee ballot system, because too many people, it's out of their way, or the weather is inclement for them to vote, and they just forget about voting.
That's right.
If you can vote by mail, you'll increase your voting by, I think, 50% or more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I won't take up any more of your time.
Very good idea.
Okay, have a good one.
You too.
And have a good week. Take care.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, yeah, that was a good call. Yeah, good ideas. I wish the politicians would listen. Do you think they listen? I need for somebody to check if the 10% ethanol in the gas is a federal mandate. If any state can break that mandate and remove it. I don't think so. But who's telling the state? Okay, so if somebody could find out and give us a call, I would really appreciate it. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Okay. A lot of people don't want to buy high-octane gas, thinking that the higher the octane will damage your engine. No, folks. It's just the other way around. The low octane will damage your engine. When you put load on it, going up hills and stuff like that, is when your car really needs the octane. And if you don't have it, then you beat your engine to death. Not only your engine, your transmission beats to death. Both of them. Okay? Because if the engine cannot handle, the transmission starts to slip. To try to help your engine go up the hill. So, The higher the octane, the better. Those of you that can remember back in the 50s and 60s, people did not run regular because the engines would knock. They were always using premium called ethyl. Okay?
But even then, the regular gas was not good?
Yes.
Because I thought the octane was still higher.
The octane was 98.
On the regular?
Yes.
Well, how come the car still knocked?
Because the cars cannot run with that low octane, 98 octane. It had to be 100 to 104. And back then, the premium was called ethyl. You know? So, ethyl was very popular. Well, people didn't use the regular. But today, people are using the regular, which is supposedly 87, which is not 87. How in the world are you going to run an engine on that? You know, and the compression is the same as before. You cannot lower the compression lower than 9 to 1 or 8 to 1. 8 to 1 is the lowest you can go. 8 inches into 1. You cannot go any lower than that. Okay, who do we have?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
Hello, George. This reference to this fellow that you just had on the line about the handicap thing, not putting it on the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been doing that. And guess what? I've gotten 2 tickets because I forgot to put it back in the rearview mirror when I'm parked in the parking stall. And they're $260.
Oh, boy.
I got excused from the first one. The second one, I'm still waiting. You know, it's a different car, but same placard. But anyway, I just wanted to let your people know that really, I don't leave it on the rearview mirror because I think, and I had one for my mother-in-law, somebody ripped it off. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. And it is illegal to hang anything from the rearview mirror.
Oh well, okay. I wasn't aware of that, but I.
Yeah, you remember way back in the 50s and 60s, the women especially would hang those little pom poms.
Oh yeah, it's the high school kids who had the souped up cars, they did that too. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and you get a ticket for that.
Oh.
Obstruction of view.
Well, I wasn't old enough to drive in those days. But, I started putting it off the rearview mirror because it was an obstruction in driving. You know, it's an interference and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But twice I forgot to do it more often, but 2 tickets I've got. You know,
They should just throw it out. You know, they shouldn't tag you for that.
Well, no, it's for people who,
people who abuse the system.
You know, I'm not putting it on the rearview mirror. It's not shown in the car.
Oh, leave it on the dashboard.
Well, I've thought about that, but when I'm driving around, I just put it above my visor. And but summon a gun, $260. The first one they says excuse.
It's more than the cell phone.
I guess so. I don't know.
Holy moly.
But I was shocked when I saw that, you know.
Wow.
Well, if I ever have to, if I got to pay for the second one, you know darn well there ain't going to be no third one.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you are a dinosaur if you remember Ethel.
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
Back in the 50s.
Yeah. She was great.
Okay.
Okay.
You take care. Have a good weekend.
Aloha.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Chinatown Johnny.
Chinatown Johnny. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi, George.
Hi.
Yeah, I have a question to ask you over the air. I have a friend that's listening to your show for the first time, and I was telling him about premium gasoline over regular gasoline. Can you explain to us why it's better, please? Why it's better for the engine and the gas mileage, please?
Well, the engines were designed to use the higher octane. If you read your owner's manual, it says do not run fuel below 87 or on the newer cars below 92. Well, in 06, the oil companies asked the state if they could be allowed to lower the octane. And the state said yes. So what you see posted is not what you're buying.
Oh.
But the higher octane gives you better gas mileage. That's why they wanted to lower the octane so you get less gas mileage. It's all about money. And if you can get it above 92, you get even better gas mileage.
Right.
You get it up to 100, then you'll be blown away the gas mileage you get.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, okay. So it's better to always put premium over regular gas. Because I remember you mentioning that regular gas kills your engine, right?
Yes. It damages the engine.
So it's even better to put premium over the middle one, yeah?
Yeah.
The plus, yeah?
Yeah, the money you save is $1,500 approximately in 1 year.
Wow, that's a mind blower. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That was my question.
Shell premium.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. You own the one at Kahala, right?
No, I don't own any gas station.
Oh, but you have Anita's Auto in Cali, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. I got that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, George. You made thank my you. Day. Thank Aloha. You so much. Have a nice day. Hello.
Okay, break time? Yes?
We will be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's She's real fine, my 409,
my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's next on the line?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, good afternoon, George.
Hi.
Yeah, you know, concerning the ethanol, if you want to go 100% ethanol on your vehicle, do you have to, if it's a newer vehicle, do you have to calibrate the electronics on that so you recognize the fuel?
Yeah, there's several ways you can do it, and there's computers out there, there's programs out there. It's not quite that hard, because the computer regulates the fuel system and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
So Todd can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question about this pedestrian law. I was in Kailua yesterday, and there's in the crosswalk, my friend stopped, and there were a couple standing there at the crosswalk, so she waited to see if they're going to cross, because if you don't stop and let them go, you know, you can get a ticket. So the couple turned around and walked away. You know, she was waiting there, and I guess they didn't want to cross, but it's ridiculous. It's, you know, you have to, the driver would have to wait for somebody to cross, and they don't cross. And, you know, if you don't stop there while they're in the, by the crosswalk, you get a ticket.
Yep.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So I wish people, these pedestrians will make up their mind when they're going to walk or not, or just step back farther.
Well, they should use common sense when making laws and use the same law as the ocean. The bigger ship has the right of way.
Yeah.
Because the smaller ship can see the big one.
Right. And they can move away.
Yeah.
The big one cannot.
Cannot. In fact, in Chinatown, last night, I almost ran over a guy. I was making a right turn on red now, on red, and he went across the street, right in front of me, against the red.
Right.
Well, I just had this incident this week. I was at Ala Moana Shopping Center. You know how they have crosswalks where the pillars are there?
Yeah.
So you kind of have to, if you're walking, you should look.
Right.
Because the car can't see you because there's the pillar behind. But this girl was on her skateboard, and she just shot out.
Yeah.
She was just lucky I wasn't going fast, and I stopped in time.
Right. Well, that's how it is. You know, they don't look before they cross. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Josh, I'm going to have a good evening.
Okay. Aloha. Thank you. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Gordon.
Hi, Gordon.
Hi, George. The reason for that handicap placard put in your rearview mirror, the expiration date is on one side. The officer or the handicapped posse can check both sides from the outside of the car.
Mm-hmm.
If you lay it down and the expiration date is down,
you can't see it.
You're going to get a tag. You have to take that placard and the citation to Violations Bureau to clear it.
Mm.
So that's the reason that they did that. Remember the old placards that you put on a dashboard?
Mm-hmm.
Had your photograph on one side.
Mm.
People will put the photograph down so the handicapped posse cannot see who did it. So that's what it is.
I see.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, that was Major Moore. Boy, he can play some wild ukulele, I tell you. Anyway, who's next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Steve from Kailua.
Hey, George, how's it?
Okay.
You know that Meguiar spray wax, where do you get that from?
Oh, that's a good question.
Good question.
I would look on Amazon.com.
Oh, you might have to order it online?
I don't know if they have it, but you can check with O'Reilly.
Okay.
They may have it, but it's excellent. Excellent. I love it.
Okay. Oh, you use it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm lazy. I don't want to do a wax and wash. I just do all one time.
they just, like you say, dust them up and then damp microfiber.
Yep.
And then spray wax it and then you wipe that again.
Yep.
Okay.
Real easy.
What if your car is real dirty, though?
Same thing.
I think I'd rather wash it down with water.
No, because when you add water, you're adding more chances of rust.
Okay. What about, like I say, a lot of salt spray in my car because I just came off the barge. Yeah.
Okay. Then you wash it down with water. Okay. But you dry it off and you got to go drive it down the freeway.
Really?
Yeah, because the air goes through the panels and blow the water out.
Hmm.
The water doesn't sit.
Oh, or maybe like the engine heats up the compartment and dries other things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then I have a friend. They have a 1500 Dodge Ram, and they have a loose tappet or something. Something's happening to the engine, but they're probably not using the right octane. Huh?
That's right.
Because the piston not firing correctly, and you get all kind of disruption going on. Huh?
That's right.
I can tell them, but
people don't listen.
Yeah, I know.
It's sad. I mean, really sad. The old days, you cannot run regular. Today, everybody runs regular.
Right.
And regular back then was 98. Higher than the premium today. How you do that?
It's too much cronyism going over here in the States.
I tell you.
And I got my old safety sticker from Maui. Oh, I wish I could have that sticker again, but no can now, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, only Oahu they change their new sticker.
Well, all the islands are going to the new sticker, but what they need to do is get away from safety check.
Yeah.
Because the $20 or whatever you pay for the safety check is for the mechanic who did the safety check. Nothing goes to the state. So who is paying the administrative people working in the offices? The taxpayers.
Yep.
Lose money. Plus, we had a car come in from Kauai that just passed safety check. All the tires cracked so bad.
Cracked. Wow.
Split. I mean, nobody even looked at the tires and gave them safety sticker. On top of that, the taillights didn't work.
Yeah.
How you pass safety check like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, when I saw my old truck, the guy got it registered, everything in 1 week. I don't know how he did that. All his gauges don't work and nothing. You know, friends or something.
See that? It's not good.
So, you know, that like ethanol, like they call it, organic compost, black gold, because it's good for the soil. Everything grows nice.
Mm-hmm.
Ethanol, what should we call it? White gold?
It's the best thing, you know.
I could call it white gold.
Yeah, because it's non-polluting. You can drink it. You can spill it on the grass, in the ocean. Nothing dies.
Right. Yeah, good stuff. I'm sold.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good day, man.
You too. Thanks. Aloha. Bye. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't be saying ethanol is good on the radio and open myself to a big class action lawsuit. You know, I'm telling all these mechanics that say ethanol is no good, hey, where's your proof? Where is the proof? All they can say is that's the last thing the oil companies put in the gas. How do you know?
Well, you kind of at the mercy of the oil company because they can do whatever they want to the gas.
That's right. They can do anything. And who would know? They're not going to say, oh, excuse me, we put diesel in your gas and we'll put a little bit of acid with it. You don't know.
So anyway, you had an off-air caller. She's asking, if they're going to take the ethanol out of the gas, are they going to raise the octane? Make it back higher?
No. The answer to that was no. So Mike Gabbard said no.
What are they going to replace it with?
Nothing.
So
they're not going to put anything. So I told Mike Gabbard, the engine's going to break. You have to have an anti-knock additive put in. And ethanol was put in the gas, not for green energy or whatever. It was for anti-knock. because the MTBE chemical that was taken out, it was found to cause cancer. So EPA had that taken out. Now, the anti-knock came out. Something had to replace anti-knock, and the replacement was ethanol. But ethanol, the oil companies found, it gave better gas mileage. Now think, folks, think. If you own the oil company, would you like everybody to get 8 miles more per gallon? No, 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 no. So, lower the octane.
So this MTBE causes cancer, and like, is it because like if you're filling gas and your hand would come in contact with
yes.
it? Or anybody that works for the gas company?
Well, not only that. The exhaust fumes let out the MTBE, and the fumes go into the ground, into our drinking water.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, and it's no good. It's no good. One little drop can contaminate 10,000 gallons of water. You know, it's just not good. You want something good that even if you spilt it, dropped it, whatever, it doesn't kill you. The people have to wake up. You know, what am I doing this show for? It's to help the people. But who's listening?
You know, they're adding all kinds of additives in our food too, though.
That's right. Would you go and buy food without knowing what's in it? I don't think so.
Yeah, you do, though, because there's like things that are not good for you, but they're using it as additives in the food. Like instead of using regular sugar, they're adding in, is that corn fructose or something?
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. And that's why people in the world today are getting sicker. Not like before. Before, you know, people had integrity. They thought about each other. They took care of each other. They never did things like this. It's sad what the human race is coming to. And for what? For money? Money is nothing. All the money in the world can never ever get you a life. No. So what is money? It's nothing. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. There are people on the other islands like Maui and a big island, you know. You gotta try that ethanol. It's fantastic. Really, really out of this world. Okay, who's next?
We have Paul from Kapolei.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, George?
Okay.
Really quick, you just a breath of fresh air to deal with that.
What's that?
No, the safety checks. I've been telling people for a while, about why do we even have it? And just to hear you say that it's a waste of
money. Yeah, it's a waste of money. Because it was federally funded years ago. And when it dropped, when the federals dropped the funding, 40 states dropped the safety check.
Right.
They're it smart.
Nice to hear from you, because I would think that people, companies that do safety checks, they would be for it. But it's nice to hear that even though you guys do safety checks, that you feel that it's a waste
good.
Of money. Yeah.
It's not good.
All right. Good deal.
You gotta run the government the right way, not waste money and raise taxes.
Right.
I don't know.
It's Hawaii.
That's good Hawaii.
Okay, thank you, George. Have a good day.
You too. Aloha.
What about the safety check for people who don't upkeep their car? Isn't that better for them?
No, because number one, safety check is not done right. Number one. That's the number one. Get me any car that has just passed safety check and I'll find stuff that's wrong. What you're doing is you're opening up a whole big bag of worms, because if, now think about this, if that unsafe vehicle kills a big family, okay, there's going to be a big, big, humongous lawsuit on the state because they're going to go for deep pockets. Not the mechanic. They're going to go for the state because the state allowed this mechanic to do it. You know, and I'm just waiting for a big lawsuit to come down the line. And it'll come sooner or later.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
You might be right about that, what you just said about that anti-knock, because when you had Kim on, that the news that came on either a couple of days after that or a while after that, you said that the octane went back up. Because I think the oil companies heard that newscast. And I think that you might be right in your saying that they took out that anti-knock and then they put it in and then they lowered down the octane so that they don't want you to get good gas mileage. Because how come after Kim came on the news, the octane went back up a little bit?
Only Shell. And not everybody else.
Okay, and maybe it was only Shell was listing?
I don't know. Only Shell is, as tested right now, the Kahala Shell is at 89. The Shell on King Street by Merites Housing is up to 90.5.
The Shell by Merites Housing?
Yes. And the Where's Shell it? On Pa'oa, by Pa'oa Kuananakoa School.
Yeah.
That one is also 90.5.
Okay, now, where is that at Kuanakoa School? Where is that again?
The other one is up by Kuananakoa School.
Where is that by?
By Pa'o Valley.
Okay. So that one that's right by Mayor Rice Housing, that shell is up to 90-something.
Yeah. And the one in Aiea, close to IL Bowl, is 90.5.
Okay, and that's, of course, the V-Power.
Yes.
Okay. I really think what you said, that your theory was correct. Now, after they make the gas, how long does it lose its octane by the time it reaches us? How much octane does it lose by the time that it reaches us?
The octane is blended into the tanker truck that picks up the gas. That's when they blend it.
Okay, so at that time it's 92?
Yeah.
Or are you saying that they lowered it down on purpose?
They lowered it. They had the right to lower it because the state allowed them.
Okay, the state allows it?
Yeah, they went to the state to ask if they can be allowed to lower the octane, and the state said yes. Now, isn't the state supposed to be watching our back?
So they actually should post new signs on the pumps then.
They refuse. They refuse. Gabbard and all of them said no, they're not going to change the numbers on the pump.
Okay, then we're not really getting what they're paying for.
That's right.
And that's supposed to be illegal.
False advertising.
Yeah, because you're saying it's 92 when it's not.
Well,
and it's 89 or 87 when it's not.
That's your elected officials.
Okay, well, thanks for the tips of where the high octane is.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, George, bye.
Aloha. But yes, folks, even 90 is low, you know. Because remember now, back in the old days, 98 was regular, and it knocked. People used the premium, the ethyl. That's 104. Anyway.
Somebody wants to know if you know if the Shell at in Prokai is 90.5.
Prokai, yes. Yes, the Shell only now. I'm not talking Costco and stuff like that. Costco and stuff, we checked that. That is really low. And the octane is gas mileage, folks. One number gives you fantastic gas mileage. And mileage is what you got to look at, not the price. I mean, if the price was $2 a gallon, but only gave you 8 miles a gallon, versus going the $3.50 and getting 20 miles a gallon, which one is you saving more with the other one? Go do the math. I'm telling you. Unbelievable. So, anyway. If you have a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. But the ethanol, 2 gallons to a tank, is fantastic. You gotta try it. Unbelievable. The ethanol will give you better gas mileage on the open road, not in traffic. In traffic, you don't call that gas mileage. It's on the open road that you test mileage. And it's fantastic. If you go 100% ethanol, it's out of this world. And that's why I can't see the legislature saying that nobody came forward to try to do ethanol, which is all a lot of BS, because there was over 25 companies that tried to do it, and the legislature shut them down. In fact, for your information, folks, this sole survivor of Procter and Gamble was trying for over a year. His name was George Works. He wanted to do it through all the islands, and the state kept shutting them down. So this is all BS. Now they're asking me, do you have it recorded? Do you have videos on it? What is this? Do we have to do that today? Videotape everything and record everything? Unbelievable.
I guess we don't have time.
Yes.
One real fast question. Do you know anything about the Kapolei Shell?
Kapolei Shell is 90.5.
Okay.
Okay? So hope that helped you. Try it, folks. If you haven't tried the Shell, go try it. Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. And your car is going to love you for that. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. I'm sorry I couldn't get to everybody. Next week, call early. That way you're bound to get in. So, as always, folks, please take care of each other. Because money is nothing. But love for the people is everything. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding